If you'd like to support this ministry, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. Okay, now we're going to talk about if you're in a denomination or if you're in a little church of 10 or 20, or if you're in a house meeting or a little house church, and you want to reinvigorate all of those that come in. And they come in from all different doctrines. They come in from all different walks of life. You've got people coming together in a little house church, and they come from all different theologies, all different ways of thinking. You've got in a normal little church that has 20 or 30 or 100 or 200 people, and you've got half asleep people, and you've got people who are on fire and they're wearing themselves trying to get the other people who are half dead up and running, and all this stuff, and the pastor's pulling his hair out trying to do all the work, and he's trying to keep the thing going, and he's providing programs after programs to try and keep people amused and entertained, and everything is just not working. No more miracles, everything's dried up, all you're doing is just sitting after meeting, listening to the pastor preach to you about the same thing over and over again, and just saying stuff about humanism, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse, and you leave. And you've dried up and dead. But then, there's something I really want to help you with. If you're in any of those situations, I mean, I've picked the most extreme situations. If you're in a healthy church that's sitting around, that's seeing miracles here and there, that's doing well, you're people are happy. There's skirmishes about here and there, but you fix them up. The pastor's happy here. All this stuff, everything's going nice. You're seeing miracles, not really a lot, but just just here and there, and they're popping here and there, and you're just really, really just simmering. You really want things to be hot. Well, I'm going to show you how to be hot. I'm going to show you how to get any church in any position, in any place, in any form of its development. I'm going to show you how to get it hot, hot, hot. This is what you do. If you're in a house group, in a house meeting, in a little house church, if you're in a big, massive, monstrous denomination of 45 million people, this is how you can get yourselves hot. Stop everything. Drop everything. And start praying in tongues. And say, well, hang on, how about that? That's stupid. No, it isn't. Do you know, the only life, Jesus said, I am the vine. He that plugs into me will have life. And he that doesn't suck the life out of the vine, I'm talking about the branch, he shrivels up and dies. Now, if you've got a branch that's half dead, right, or a branch that's fully green, the only way that branch is going to stay green is by being plugged into the vine. So, speaking in tongues is a revelational gift. Speaking in tongues for edification. If you get your church or your little home group or your little house group or whatever you've got, your group of friends, even if you've got a church and they don't want to do that, but a group of you, step aside and have a little meeting once or twice a week and pray in tongues for, I'm saying, like a couple of hours at a time. You will find everything will start to align itself again. You'll have opposition because the enemy doesn't want you a nice green branch. He wants you shriveled up and cast off. He wants you to die, because the enemy comes to kill, to steal and destroy. But Jesus says that I may have life, that I come to give life and life more abundantly. That's Zoe life. That's effervescent life. So we'll have a look at some scriptures just to back it up. How about 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1? It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Now, that word prophesy is not just thus saith the Lord, and where you start shaking and the word of God comes out. Prophesying is expanding the inspired word of God, the inspired word of God. You know, I'm prophesying to you because I'm expanding the inspired word of God. I'm prophesying to you when all of a sudden I stand up in a church and I start shaking and I look like I'm zoned out somewhere and the Lord's just flowing through me. That's prophesying in all its glory. And that prophesying is when a preacher stands up and he starts speaking words that are inspired by the Holy Ghost. Not his own words, not his own ideas, but words that are flowing from him through the Holy Ghost. Okay? And it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." Now, he's not speaking mysteries to God. He's speaking those mysteries into himself. So when a person speaks mysteries, he's speaking the things that are hid from the beginning of time. If you look at that Greek word, it says hidden things, secret mysteries, generally mysterious, religious secrets, confined only to the initiated and not to the ordinary mortals. A hidden or secret thing, not observed to the understanding. A hidden purpose or counsel. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our counselor. He is our paraclete. Now, when you speak in tongues for a good period of time and you're ministering or you're talking to somebody, all of a sudden the idea or the answer that they're asking or they're inquiring about comes to you and you start speaking it. You haven't thought it out. You don't know where it came from. That was from the Holy Ghost. That was deposited. That mystery was deposited by the Holy Spirit because you spoke in tongues. Because you built yourself up on your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. Because you got downloads to your spirit, mysteries that were going to be used later on. The Holy Spirit knows everything because he is the third member of the Godhead. He is God. He was there from the beginning and he knew the beginning. He knew the end from the beginning. I'll get it right. So it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. He's not speaking mysteries to God. God isn't the one that needs the mysteries. You're the one. Okay? For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaks not unto man, so he's not speaking unto man, but unto God. So he is praying unto God. For no man understands him. So he's not telling people something in that prayer language he's got. He's speaking to God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Then it says in 14, verse 2, it says, "But he that prophesies," that's he that speaks English to the church, he that speaks inspired words of God to the church, he that prophesies speaks unto man to edification, exaltation, and comfort. That's three things. Edifying, he edifies the church, he exalts them, and he gives them comfort. In his English language that he received download from the Holy Spirit because he spent time speaking in tongues. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4 says, "He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself." He builds up himself. "But he that prophesies edifies the church." So what's the Bible saying? If you want to edify the church, if you want to give them comfort, if you want to exalt them, right, go and get edified yourself first. Go and get filled with God's mysteries. Go and get filled with God's understanding and his purpose and his will. You may not know it right there and then, but it will be deposited in your spirit, and then when it at the appropriate time when you're speaking to somebody or you're up in front of a pulpit and you're speaking, all of a sudden the ideas will come to you and it will flow out like water, like rivers of living water. because you spent time praying in the Holy Ghost. Now you could go and find out 12 steps to this and 4 steps to that and superimpose it into a gospel-y God sort of thing. But really, that's not inspired by the Word of God. That's just man's wisdom using scriptures to try and fit into it. That has no anointing over it, and it's cardboard when it comes to eating, because people do not really, they don't really get edified, exalted, or comforted, because it's the anointing that carries on the word that you speak. The word you speak has an anointing on it, and it brings edification, exaltation, and comfort, because it comes from the life source, which is the Holy Ghost. It's coming from your spirit, because your spirit is connected with the Holy Spirit, because you spent time praying in unknown tongues, edifying yourself, building yourself up, being filled with the mysteries of God. Could you imagine that if you were not on a full, in a pulpit, could you imagine if you were a group of people sitting around and you all had different ideas and you had different concepts of who God really was and all this stuff, and you had the Bible, and it was pretty difficult to try and nut all the theology. It takes years. You start praying in tongues and God will bring it all together for you dynamically. Could you imagine if you had a group of people on an island and they didn't have any Bibles and all they had was, they were baptized and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were encouraged to go and pray in tongues. Could you imagine what would happen if you come back 10 years later? You'd stand there talking to them and they would tell you about the marvelous works of God. They would actually be able to explain to you in great detail how the kingdom of God works, how the transfer of power operates when they put their hand on somebody, how the operation of faith works, how hope works with connection with faith, how to get somebody healed, what are the operations that you use, what are the dynamic operations that you use. How did they learn that? They learned it because the Holy Spirit was the teacher. He taught them everything. He was the teacher. Not some man in his theology, not some man with all of his 12 steps programs and all of his just garbagey stuff to fill up room, because he hasn't got anything that's inspiring to speak. I say to all ministers and everybody down to the least of a church or in a fellowship, start speaking in tongues so that you can come together and edify and exalt and comfort one another, and not just be edified and comforted and exalted by one person who has spent their time on their knees praying in tongues for hours and hours. Now, I'm going to tell you that the best way to do this is to get up every morning and to spend an hour or two with the Lord just speaking in tongues. You just sit there and just pray in tongues. And if you get bored, that'll be a roadblock. The enemy will try to abort what you're trying to do through the flesh and through your mind. He will get you thinking of other things. Don't worry about it. Just start, bring your mind back to subjection. You might get fidgety. You might get sore backside. You might just feel all achy or whatever from sitting around for 2 hours every day. Just keep pressing forward. Because it's the spirit that gives life, not the flesh or the mind. Your life source, your physical life source, and your spiritual life source, your soulish life source, comes from the spirit, not from your flesh or from your own intellect. So you re-establish your intellect with new, fresh revelation that is true and dynamic from the spirit. And then you become a person that is led by the spirit and not by the flesh, right? A person that has revelation, a person that walks in wisdom, because the spirit is the spirit of wisdom, right? You might be a businessman, right? And you've got a business, and you need to be creative. So what you do is you get down and you pray in tongues every day, and you say, Holy Spirit, I want to give you my business. And all of the excess that I earn, all of the excess that I earn in income, all of the above that I already earn, I want to dedicate it to the working of God. And the Holy Spirit, great, let's go for it. So the Holy Spirit starts giving you inspired information on how to dynamically make your business run like a Swiss watch. And you, and people say, how did you do that? How did you actually pick that particular product? How did you actually go with that particular company, whereas all the other companies went bankrupt and that company served you well? How did you happen to buy that bit of land at that cheap price, and then all of a sudden the whole dynamics of the land and all of the council changed, and that land became very valuable and you made a massive profit? How did you know how to fit that bit of code into your computer program that actually would do everything that nobody else knew how to do? Because the Bible says he will give you witty inventions. Witty inventions come from the Holy Ghost. They don't come from learning a whole lot of books. They come from the Holy Ghost. Everything is encapsulated. Do you know the Holy Spirit knows how every micron, how every atom, every proton fits together? Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit was there when it was all made. He actually knows. He actually created it all. You know, the whole thing was created by the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. It was all created by the Word. The Holy Spirit is the regenerator. Did you know that the Holy Spirit created the wood and he held the wood together? Do you know that God held the wood together that held Jesus on the cross? Did you know that the nails and the compound of the chemicals in the nails, all of the minerals and everything that were held together, do you know that those nails that held Jesus to the cross were created and dynamically held in place while Jesus laid on the cross or hung on the cross? Did you know that God created the air that he breathed while he was on the cross? Do you know that the vinegar that was put in his mouth was created? It was actually the compound. It was originally made by God. Do you know that the spear that stuck in his side was actually all the minerals, everything that was in the spear went through him, was made by God? Did you know that everything has been made by God? And the Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it would be logical to think that if you get your source from a man who got his source from another man, who got his source from another man, so you get your teaching from a man who got his teaching from another man, who got his teaching from another man, who added his little bit to it, and then you got your teaching from him who added his little bit to it, you can end up all messed up. Go straight to the source. Go straight to the one who created all wisdom and all understanding and knowledge, the Holy Ghost. He has been sent specifically for that, to reveal Jesus to you by revelation, not by books, by revelation. How do you get that? By praying in the Holy Ghost. It's pretty incredible, but you rather would go to man with all his academic books rather than sit at the feet of Jesus, praying in the Holy Ghost and getting dynamically downloaded stuff that's been hidden from the beginning of time that's going to make your business or your life excel. That's a good one. If you can get that revelation, if you can understand that revelation, you're halfway home. Now, if the enemy knows that you've got that revelation, if God has dropped this dynamic seed in your spirit, which is called a rhema, right? Not a logos, a rhema, then he's after it, because the Bible says that the enemy comes straight away to steal the word. If you've got that rhema, water it, protect it. Don't let anybody come up to you and say, yeah, speaking tongues is just, it's just boring. It's boring, it's nothing, doesn't have any effect. It's just something to fill warm, fill room, to fill space. That is rubbish. Do you know what? If you had a father that owned a grocery store and he had 40 aisles full of cans, and each can had all sorts of food in it, from fruit to vegetables to meat, all this stuff, you know, you really would need a can opener to open the can. You can't just keep getting the can and running it over with your car back and forth to try and get the contents out of the can. And you can have a whole house full of all the cans that your father's given you, and you can't get into the contents. What do? You get the can open and you open it up. What do you think that speaking in tongues for edification is? It is there to build you up. It is there to extrapolate revelation, to bring revelation to you. Food from heaven. Jesus said, I am the Word. If you eat of him, see, the Father sent the Son to die on the cross and to bring us to the Father. The Son, when he rose up, sent the Holy Spirit to give us understanding of who the Son is so that we can go to the Father. The whole three of them are all working together to get you to the Father so that he can put his arms around you and love you, so that you can dwell in the Father's love. That's really the bottom line. It's not about being saved. It's not about getting people out of wheelchairs. It's not about having great revelation of everything. Revelation's good, but you know what the revelation is all about? It's the love of God. It's the power of God. It's everything. It's actually all the operation of God so that you can go and operate. You know, if you get the can opener, which is the speaking in tongues, and you open the can up, and you open it up and flip the lid, you'll be able to get into the goodies that are inside there. But you know what? The devil's got all of Christendom hoodwinked, because most Christians say, well, I received the Holy Spirit back, 25 years ago, and I spoke in tongues. I've done that, been there, done that, you know, whatever. You just missed out on a whole 20 or 30 years that you could have been feeding dynamically from the things of God, from that water that flows from the throne. Instead, you just let the guy in front feed you with whatever cardboard he came up with. Now it's time to actually go back to the vine, be plugged in, and to dynamically be fed. And so that you can have something to give to somebody else. Exaltation, edification, and comfort. It's your turn now. And at the same time, when someone feeds you cardboard, because speaking in tongues is an antivirus program, well, you can realize that he's telling you a whole lot of rubbish. You know, some people, we'll get into it later, but some people, they start off with the truth and they add their little bit to it. And it becomes a mixture, and it doesn't hold water. And the Holy Spirit cannot dynamically attach an anointing to it, because God is truth. When you speak, when a minister speaks half lies to you, he can't endorse it. So it just becomes nothing. But with the Holy Spirit, you can extrapolate that. You can get something that has 90% lies and 10% word that's true, and you can extrapolate, you can extract that out of that 100% and get something out of it because of the Holy Spirit, because of speaking in tongues. You know, most ministries, most power ministries are built on speaking in tongues. They're not built on theology. They're not built on going to this university and that university and how many years they've spent out in the dark, deepest parts of Africa. And a lot of them have come back totally defeated from the deepest, darkest parts of Africa. They've been in the jungle, in a hut, with 12 people for 30 years. That is not a dynamic ministry. That is martyrdom at its worst. That is terrible. If I was a minister and I knew that God was calling me to the ministry, I would spend the first 2 years or 3 years on my knees praying in the Holy Ghost, waiting on my ministry. Matter of fact, there's a teaching I've got on that, and you can hear that. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.